All right, let's jump into the entertainment news, shall we? Let's follow up a little bit more on what Chris was just saying about Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yes, police in New York City have arrested four people as part of their investigation into the overdose of Hoffman. They were in Chinatown. They searched three different apartments. They've arrested three men, one woman. They were looking for one, actually two guys in particular. One of the users came forward anonymously and said that they had seen Seymour Hoffman there buying drugs and that they had actually purchased heroin from the dealer themselves. So they are continuing their investigation. They're going after it. Now, let's talk a little bit about how movies may have been different had they followed the original script. In Pretty Woman, we remember that, with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. It ends with Richard Gere's character driving Julia Roberts' character. He came to her neighborhood in the limo, swept her off her feet, and gave her the fairy tale ending she's always wanted. Keep in mind, the movie was made by Touchstone, which is a subsidiary of Disney. So the fairy tale ending is not surprising. However, in the original script, he showed up with $3,000 for spending the week with him, then drives off. She ends up on her knees in the gutter picking up the cash after she threw it against his car window. Also in the movie, the original script, she was a drug addict in addition to being a prostitute. Gere's character would not let her use, so she also suffered withdrawal during the week. Yeah, that's not a typical Disney flick.
Right, so the script was Disneyfied.
Yep. And obviously became the feel-good movie of that particular season.
With a prostitute starring role.
Yeah, but, you know. Anyway, Rocky. In the original Rocky, Rocky throws the fight for money. And instead of taking world champion Apollo Creed 15 rounds and losing by decision, he throws the fight for the cash and ends up buying Adrian a pet store. Yeah. I like the ending as it was better. Much better. Alien with Sigourney Weaver. In the original script, Alien killed Sigourney Weaver by biting off her head and then got on the radio and communicated with Earth using her voice. Obviously, that didn't lend itself to sequels after sequel after sequel. In Seven. Now, have you seen Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman?
No.
You have not?
I should.
Yes, sir, you should, but okay. You should see it during the day with all the lights on.
Really?
It's very scary? It's not so much scary. It is a psychologically disturbing film. It is probably one of the best parts I've ever seen Kevin Spacey do. He is so creepy as the bad guy. Now, you may want to turn me off because I'm going to spoil it. For those of you who have seen Seven, you know that Brad Pitt finds his girlfriend's head in a box. He shoots the killer, Kevin Spacey. But then in the original script, they were going to have Brad's cop partner, Morgan Freeman, kill him so that Brad would not get the blame. And last, in Something About Mary, after Ben Stiller finally hooks back up with Cameron Diaz, he gets hit by a bus. The end.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of good feeling. And last but not least, we talked about the Super Bowl, right? And how the Red Hot Chili Peppers were not plugged in to do their performance. Flea came out and confirmed it. He said, yes, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were indeed not playing their instruments live during the Super Bowl halftime show. The reason is that the NFL would not let them. He said it was a very difficult decision, but they went ahead with it anyway, mainly because the vocals were live.
But the music was not.
The music bed laid down was a pre-recorded track, but the vocals were live. So I'm going to give them credit. They still sounded good. And you can't say that about when The Who performed or some of the other groups. They sounded terrible, regardless of their playing. WSAU, there's your entertainment news. Enjoy and impress somebody you know with it all.